Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour, 7 minutes of Saints, your daily Saints podcast. Andrew, we're making this one free because the Saints officially give themselves a fucking A for the offseason. Teddy Bridgewater has officially signed a one-year, $7.25 million deal that's fully guaranteed. And I don't know about you, but I feel like the Saints aren't paying him enough because he trolled the Dolphins with a tweet reminding them that it was 13 years to the day where Drew Brees burned them as well. He's my hero.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that this was the anniversary. So it kind of amazing that it transpired this way. And I mean, it almost feels like he did it on purpose. it almost feels like he went to Miami and waited a day to sign just to be able to do this. But listen, I mean, I feel like I'm repeating my words a little bit just because we've talked about this a lot, but I stand by the fact that to give up a third-round pick on a one-year rental for a guy that would never see the field, and not counting Week 17, obviously, or that one snap where they had three quarterbacks in the game, I would have viewed that as just a horrific, horrific mistake and a basically buying an insurance plan that you're never going to use and overspending for it. So now that he's back for a second year, it's another year to evaluate him. And honestly, like if they decide after this year, Bridgewater's not their guy and they let him go, I don't think that's going to happen. But then I would still feel better because then we gave up a third round pick for 2 years of analysis on a guy that we think will be the guy. And if he ends up not being the guy and they let him go, like I still will feel better about the trade. So I feel like no matter what transpires from here on out, Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton bet that he would get in the building, he would like what he saw, and he would want more, and he would have a long-term vision. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and look, I mean, the third-round pick – 1 year, if you let it burn and it's 1 year, it's a complete disaster. But 2 years, I mean, that could just be if he's gone in 2 years and they think he's not the guy, that could just be the same as any old busted draft pick that you have in the third round, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, to me, is I just think his value isn't going to go down. I mean, remember last year, he got here right before the season started. He played in the one game, supposedly he dominated in practice and, like, talked shit to the defense, and all the Saints players were like, man, that dude's a good quarterback. He should be starting somewhere, you know? So I think we'll get a really good read on him in the preseason because I bet you they're going to play him – you know, they're going to play him a good bit in the preseason. Like,
I think the preseason this year is the most exciting it's ever been, you know, maybe in Saints history.
I mean, here's the thing, Andrew. Every good preseason half that he has, he adds probably $6 million to his contract, his next contract. Like, yep. if he tears it up in two preseason games, he's getting $20 million from the Saints if Brees retires, or you know, when
if he has two outstanding preseason games, he's getting the franchise tag.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. So it's a home run hit, and it's official, man. The 2019 draft is Davenport is your first. They still have the second. Teddy Bridgewater is your third. Eli Apple is your fourth. I mean, that's a great draft. And I know people will give them bad grades because they won't make any picks. But if you trading picks is not a bad thing if you're correct. And on two of the three, you know, the Saints were correct. They bet on themselves to keep Bridgewater. That came through. Eli Apple's an above-average corner. You would give a fourth-round pick for that every day of the week, you know? And look, the Saints had some other news today in free agency in the afternoon. Alex Okafor got a three-year, $16 million deal from Kansas City. It can be as much as $24 million with incentives. First of all, I want to say this about Alex Okafor. I'm sad to see him go, and we as Saints fans need to appreciate him because him being an above-average defensive end compared to what came before him, I'll use a word that you use. The defensive ends before Alex Okafor were unspeakable trash, like Paul Kruger. And Okafor playing slightly above average to a solid NFL starter, it felt fucking amazing, and I thank him for it. You know, he deserves the money that he got, and I'm really happy for him to see him get that because he deserves it. And he's getting to the Chiefs are paying him like he's a starter. And, you know, Spagnuolo is going to be the defensive coordinator over there, and they're switching to a 4-3. And they want a defensive end that can stop the run and rush the passer. So he's going to be great for that system. And, you know, obviously I hope he stays healthy. But I'm a big fan of Alex Okafor. I was very excited when the Saints got him. I always believed in him, and I just think, you know, he's a guy that deserves it. So I'm sad to see him go. Now, you have Davenport, you have his replacement, and I think Davenport can actually do everything that Okafor does on the field and with time can maybe do it better. So I think, you know, it makes sense that he wouldn't come back. Now, Ziggy Ansah, and because of that, I think Ziggy Ansah is actually – maybe a better fit for the Saints right now in their needs because he's a guy that can come in on third down and be a sub pass. Well, the thing about Ziggy Ansah is he's visiting the Saints tonight. The thing about him is I have no idea what his price is. Like, because the thing is you say, well, he's a double digit sack guy. And he was a franchise tag guy just 2 years ago, but he's been injured 2 years ago. So does he command like a 1 year double digit deal? Is it like a low ball deal? Like I have no idea what his market is, but whatever it is, Buffalo didn't do it, you know?
Yeah.
So he's here. I would love him because to me, he's the exact same as Alex Okafor was 2 years ago. Like he's the exact same dude, maybe even with a higher ceiling, you know?
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, I think it's interesting. You look at his tape and there's so many of his sacks are like coverage sacks or just like not impressive sacks, you know, like, but then like, but then he totals so many. I mean, he's already got so many in his career.
His last double digit year, I think he had 8 against 3 teams.
Yeah.
Like I think he destroyed Cincinnati.
One of them was Brent Hundley of the Packers.
He was the Packers.
Yeah.
But like, sacks is sacks, and I mean, I don't think if he's healthy, he's a step down. Like, I'm not saying that he's a double-digit sack guy, but you don't even need him to be that. Just be.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
A plus version of what Okafor was against the pass rush, because I don't think he'll be as good against the run, maybe, but just be a little bit better than Okafor was in the pass rush. And you got Davenport starting, and then you got Hendrickson. It's fine, you know.
So we'll see what happens there. But I mean, obviously, defensive end becomes a huge need. I mean, that's a big loss, Okafor being gone. I don't know if they'll get Ziggy Ansah or not, but if they don't, obviously that's something that they're going to have to get in pass rusher.
Yeah. And final thing that I want to talk about is something you mentioned on one of the few phone calls we had today that we didn't actually tape and do as a podcast. You made a great point. You called me and you were super excited, and you said, hey, I want you to explain the Saints' plan of free agency that they did in extending Breeze and not jumping in for the big free agents, but having their plan for the secondary window. Explain it how you explained it to me on the phone.
Well, it's just interesting. I mean, so you watch this all transpire, and the Saints go into the start of free agency as the team with the second smallest cap number. And they allowed kind of the whole legal and tampering period to run out, basically. And, you know, the only name they were really attached to was trying to re-sign Ingram and Bridgewater. You know, it was really the only news out of Saints camp. And then they lose Ingram, and obviously they make the quick move for Latavius Murray, but that the Murray contract wasn't enormous, right? And so, you know, you see them kind of in the cellar in terms of cap space, and they don't make any moves, and then boom, as soon as real free agency hits, the tampering period is removed, all the teams have already spent all their money, you know, basically investing in these huge contracts in the top flight free agents. And then all of a sudden, the Saints have all the space. They do the Breeze thing.
Yeah.
And now you see them attached to all these names. They sign Malcolm Brown pretty quickly. They're bringing in Ziggy Ansah. They're bringing in Mario Edwards. They're bringing in there's another player today. I'm blanking. I mean, Jared Cook is in today, but there was another guy that they're visiting with, a guard, I think. So, anyway, I think they are attacked. Like, they have carved out some space for themselves right after that first wave, and they are attacking the secondary market fiercely. And I think it's one of those things where they're just like, we don't have draft picks, so we're going to make our team better this year with the second wave of free agency. And so we're going to surprise teams by giving ourselves space when people don't think we're much of a threat, and we're going to pounce as soon as the legal tampering period's over. And teams have kind of overextended themselves with the big contracts of the first
place. Here's the thing the last 2 years. You know, 2 years ago, we looked at the roster going into the year, and we said, you know, if the draft hits, if they hit on Lattimore and Kamara's good and Ramczyk is good and they don't have injuries and everything breaks right, they can be 10-6, 11-5. And the draft was amazing, right? But they had a shit ton of injuries. But what happened was, they got Manti Te'o, and they got Okafor, and they had Robertson, and they had all these, and they got Klein, and they had all these dudes that were veteran dudes. And even though they had a ton of injuries, like Manti Te'o was playing, and he saved them the last month of the year. And that's what you need, man. You need to have a deep roster, because, yeah, you might have a year like Jacksonville did 2 years ago where you don't have any injuries. You might be lucky like the Rams where you go 2 years and don't have a lineman get injured, and you start the same five dudes every week. But more than likely, you're going to have injuries, and you better have guys that can play and not be a dumpster fire. And that's what getting guys like Ansah and the guard you were talking about and the Florida State guy, the Edwards, and those kind of guys where they're decent enough if you have to play them for a week or two or whatever.
They're
and
competent.
Yeah. And that's how New England builds. Their roster is they might be like crummy at wide receiver, but it's not substandard, right? And
right.
They don't have,
no one is going on the field unprepared or incompetent.
Yeah, and that's what you can't have. And you see it all the time, dude, in December. And we did it last year where we're like, the Saints are playing this team and they're missing two. They're missing two offensive linemen. We're going to kill them. You know, it's like, oh, Tampa, they're missing two of their people in the secondary. Oh, the rematch, we're gonna cook them. Like, and that's what happens, man. And that's what you have to try to build your roster to avoid. And the Saints have done it. They get cooked, man. This offseason to me is an A. They get cooked done tonight, probably as soon as you hit end on this phone call. It's an A plus offseason.
How much are the Saints hating us right now because they can't just make a move right after the podcast ends because they know we'll just record another one now?
Yeah, I know.
I think our new strategy is kind of wig the Saints out. They're like, oh, God, we better make another move.
All right, as I am bathing my son in the tub for this podcast, that's how dedicated we are to this podcast. And I want to say to people that this one's free. So if you pay $7 a month, Andrew, we've done so many podcasts this week, I have fucking lost count.
You've done like seven in the last 24 hours.
Yes. So this is what you get all through free agency. And even when free agency ends, you get four extra ones a week. Plus, we'll have the draft. The Saints, you know they're gonna do something on the draft with that second round pick. They're gonna move up or do something. So you got that, and then you got the dull period. But even in the dull period, you want Saints news, right? So you get that, and then before you know it, it's July, and then we'll be going every day, and you're gonna want it even more. It's $7 a month. So do it. And anybody that's listening on Podbean to this, remember, if you switch from Podbean to Patreon and you are at least a $3.28 a month member, you get a free beer koozie if you do that by the end of April. So everybody anyone that's on Patreon, April
a free Saints happy hour koozie.
Yeah, May 1st, anybody that's on Patreon that's at least a $3.28 a month member, you get a free beer koozie. So switch over. It's a better product. It's a better service. Do it now. So everybody should do it. We love it. We may see you later tonight if the Saints sign a tight end. If not, we'll see you tomorrow. Talk to you then.